That's what you add to real estate. That's total real estate, if I'm reading it right. And then there's the personal property, property, hidden total, and it's those three. Or maybe there's still.
Yeah, so it'd be this plus that.
So fiscal year.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
January through December would be the fiscal year. And then my first year wouldn't be considered to be over until the end of 2011. Is that correct? I mean, as far as serving on the board, our first year wouldn't be over until the end of 2011.
That's
why I'd
say it. Okay. FYI, or internet's down or something, we're not going out live. I've asked Christy, she's getting this over in the recorder, right?
We're recording.
And I assume you want to record it, maybe, don't you?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt anything.
For some people.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see, we had on quorum, we had four people necessary transacting business. And what I had I must have deleted something here more than I realized. I'd suggest under quorum, we're talking about a quorum of the executive committee should be three members. Why don't we just, if it's all right, everybody maybe just mark that out and maybe not even worry about an executive committee at the present time, you know, to transact any business. I think maybe initially it'd be pretty important for all of us to be on the same page and know what's going on. Let's see. I had a thing here about special meetings can be called by the chairman or called at the request of any three members of the board. We could make that less than three if you all want to, or more than three. Sometimes that's something that you see in bylaws.
I think three is a good number. There's three. Seven of us. It's less than half.
Okay. But that way one or two of us don't wake up in the morning and decide we'd like to have a meeting today or something.
Right. I just dreamed this last night. I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. Let's see. It says, and I think this is probably pretty standard in most political subdivisions, no vote by proxy shall be allowed, and you have to be a member, have to be present to cast your vote. I put a thing in here about we can eliminate the staff. I don't see that we're going to be having any staff anytime soon, or at least that'd be my thought. If we could either leave it there, and if we wanted to hire somebody down the road, that at least we've got some provision for it.
I'll just say leave it in there.
Leave
if we don't
it.
Need to use it, we don't need
okay.
to use it.
But, and we don't get any money other than just, I guess, out-of-pocket expenses, basically. Is that... Let's see.
I think the way the statute reads, I think you can be reimbursed for reasonable expenses like travel and stuff.
Right. So, okay.
So I believe that's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts anybody has with regard to the bylaws?
On the staff, I know we'll get into that later, but we should. Leave that in there because minutes of the last meeting from Christian County Senior Service, they've got all kinds of people working.
Okay.
And they're raising the salaries of the people they've got working. They start at $10.07 an hour. 3 months later, they go to $11.07.
What do they do?
Bus drivers, cleaning help that, you know, goes around the people.
Okay. That kind of staff. That makes sense.
Not our staff.
Yeah, secretary or something. I was like, what's going on
here? After 6 months, they're up to $13.07. So we'll have to contend with bus drivers and cleaning people and whatever we have them doing.
Exactly.
So we'll leave that one open.
Yeah. Before we go any further, maybe make a suggestion if this would work out all right. We're a little bit crowded here, but I think maybe it might work better if we could move around so we don't have half of us don't have our backs to the audience, if that's okay.
Yeah. Do you
I just realized that. Well, I'm a little slow sometimes. You thought we were just here talking among ourselves.
Since there's interruption, may I add something? Darlene Kagan, treasurer of Friends of King County Seniors, we were going to magnanimously, since you are entitled to receive gifts, give you the remaining $157.39 in our checking account as seed money. However, the Ethics Committee up in Jeff City informs me that you're not a charitable organization, and we can't do that.
Oh, okay.
So you won't get the remains of our money. Actually, we're looking to donate it to the VFW or something in Rockaway Beach to send a veteran to the D.C. Memorial. So you won't get the money.
That's a good cause, too.
Thank you very much. Okay, maybe by way of summary on the bylaws, I think in Article 2, we change that to 4-year term instead of 3-year term. Down on meetings, Article 5, we made it the fourth Tuesday of each month at 5 p.m. I guess with, at such places the board may provide, I guess for the time being it'll be the courthouse here. And over on the next page under quorum, we deleted that portion that says a quorum of the executive committee shall be 3 members. Were there any other changes that we talked about, or is that about got it, if you think? The other thing, I'm not sure what the name of our board is. I've seen, in fact, I think in the statute, I loaned Bonnie my copy, but it says, I'm going ahead and title this Senior Services Board. But doesn't it say, like, Senior Citizens Services or something like that? Up in the first part of the statute, there was something about...
What Senior Citizens Service?
Senior...
Pass it back down.
Senior Citizens...
Christian County's got Christian County Senior Citizen Service Fund Incorporated.
Sir, no, I don't think we're incorporated.
No, I don't think we
are. Okay, why don't we put Senior Citizens...
I like this Taney County, Missouri Senior Citizens Senior Services Board.
Okay. The reason I suggested sticking citizens in there between senior and services, that kind of goes along with the statute. And the reason I'll throw that out, it seems like that with the Development Disabled Board, we've had an ongoing, not a problem, but kind of an issue with what our name is. And if we try to get it right the first time around and we comply with the statute, then it would, you know, or parallel the statute, it would seem like that would eliminate anything like that, or if that would be suitable.
Can we name it as the board? Can we just say,
I guess we can.
Can we vote on it get a name? That'd be one.
Or I was just going to throw in the bylaws and, you know, whatever I want. It doesn't bother me at all.
Can the senior citizens use the word citizens?
Is there a specific reason you want to use the word citizens?
It's in the statute
because
there.
It's in the statute.
Okay.
I didn't realize that when I was sending this out. Leanne, I didn't notice it, and I noticed it later.
So you're saying Taney County, Missouri Senior Citizens Board.
Or Senior Citizen Services.
Services.
Board.
What does everybody think about that? Let's just, we can
is the word Missouri in there?
It's that's supposed to be, yeah.
Taney County, Missouri. Yeah. Senior Citizen Services Board.
Okay, and we want to shorten it. I don't have any problem with that either.
We certainly won't have an acronym.
I mean, that's not what we're
going to do. Yeah. We're going to be MSSSB.
That would be our formal name, though. I would think we need to go by the statute.
Yeah. Now, I make a motion to adopt that as our title.
Right here, a second.
I second.
Okay, any further discussion?
Senior Citizen Services.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. I guess we've got that. How about now, does somebody want to, with that change in the way the bylaws were laid out, does somebody want to make a motion with regard to approving the bylaws?
I so move.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, let's see. I don't know whether I have an agenda, Bill. I saw you had one there in your paperwork.
Yeah, I'm still trying to write down what just happened here.
Okay.
Who seconded that real quick?
I did.
Okay.
Now, I forgot you got way late, so I'll slow down here. Anytime we're going too fast, I'm going to slow down.
The main thing, you know, when you're doing minutes, the main thing is you try to hit the really important stuff. And some of the conversation you don't really deal with.
I guess we done, looks like proposed needs and budget. Is that kind of where we are next?
Basically, yeah. Which is what we really need to tackle.
Okay. Let me suggest this, that maybe this would be a good time, and we may regret this, but to open it up for comments, you know, by people in the audience that would have any suggestions as to what sort of services are needed or what they envision this board trying to do or trying to accomplish and how we might best accomplish it. And so I'll just open it up, and if you want to ask to be recognized one at a time, I'll let you guys decide between yourself who goes first. And if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself.
Bob Shands. From day one, I was against this tax. As you all know from reading the paper, and some of the ladies here know, I've been against it. Reason why I was against it, I took care of my mom for 3 years, the last 3 years of her life. And nurses would come over twice a week. She was in a hospital bed. I stayed there. I had 3 hours a week off. Oxford Home Healthcare would come in. St. John's nurses would come in. They say, you can get Meals on Wheels. You can have somebody to come here so you can go to a movie or something. Well, I called up. Oh, yes, Mr. Shands, you can get Meals on Wheels. Yes, we'll send some. Where do you live? Off T Highway. Oh, we don't go that far. Bingo. That's why I said no to this tax, because they don't go that far. If you have a $500,000 condo at the Branson Landing, you can get service because they're just a block away. But what about all the people living in Ridgedale, Protem, Bradleyville, Reuter, Brown Branch, and even Powerside and Rockaway Beach? I'm afraid these people will not get the service. And I know several of you for over the years. I'm glad you were appointed. More than just watching the money, please. This was voted on. And I gave Don this morning, he got a copy of what the ballot said, and if you're not sure what it said, shall Taney County levy a tax of 5 cents for each $100 assessed valuation for the purpose of providing services to persons 60 years of age or older. There's a lot of people. I probably get as many phone calls as some of the commissioners get certain times. I get an article in the paper, my picture's in the paper, call up. I've got a list of people who are ready to come down and raise Cain about this if they don't get the services. Now, it's been voted on, fine. You people are here, please do a great job, but give everybody services from north, south, east, and west, because there's old people living all over, and we don't want them to be known as geographically undesirable or geographically unserved, you know. So if you cover all over, I'm for this thing, because I'll be 73 in a few more weeks. And I can use some services. I'm going to the eye doctor in a few weeks. I need a ride. Can I get it? I was offered a ride by somebody in this group. But I don't want the ride just to give it to me. I want everybody. If you have a service, you need it. I'm under 3 doctors' care now. I may need the services myself. But, you know, give it to everybody. And if you give it to everybody, I'll be for this thing. I'll help you everything I could to do it. But if you're not going to help everybody, I'm prepared to talk to these people who call me up, and we have a class action lawsuit. Go see a judge and just throw the whole thing out. So you've got to give the service to everybody who needs it. And there was an ad in the paper. I don't know just who put it in, but there was one ad that says you can get house cleaning, you can get minor house repairs, and then there was something else mentioned. Oh, no, it's not house repairs. This is for building ramps for crippled people or people that need a wheelchair. That's not what the ad said, and a lot of the people voted for this here from that little ad, which I've got at home somewhere. I couldn't find it this morning, but they promised a lot of things, and by doggies, you have to give it to somebody 60 years or older if they're seniors. They want services. If I'm not feeling good, I want my Meals on Wheels. If I'm not feeling good, I want somebody to come over. And there was an article in the paper that said, I don't want my house cleaned because I've got several hundred porcelains, hummels, and all these different things. But I said, you can come over and clean my chicken coop because I can't bend over and shovel it. So if you're giving services, and what does, on that blank, what does services mean? And you better figure out what kind of services are you going to offer? Because the people pulled that lever, or well, they voted with the dot. They voted for services. And now if you're not going to give certain services, I think you're going to be in trouble. So.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. I understand that you're under some time constraints to come up with what you think you might want to fund and that sort of thing, because the levy has to be set and all that sort of thing. I think in the first year, as long as this group is patient and doesn't get upset with you for what you do in the first year, it might be a good idea, and you guys probably all thought of this, to look at not just Christian County, as I hear quite a bit, but several of the counties that do this sort of thing, see what services they provide, and maybe more of a county that's geographically like ours and how they administer those services, and maybe use that as a model. Just something that's pretty obvious.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's see. Anybody else? Let's see. Patsy Dooley, I think.
Pat Dooley. As we went around and talked to people in different groups, Meals on Wheels and transportation are the top two things we need here in Tama County. At the present time, the Forsyth Senior Center does deliver meals as far as Bradleyville and Pro Tem and down in that area. The Ranson Senior Center does deliver on their side of the county and goes as far as Ridgedale. Forsyth has been blessed because the Knights of Columbus from the church here in Forsyth has taken us on as a service project. So we get drivers through them. Ranson does not have that option. Nobody's adopted them yet. And if you listening to the radio or in the paper, you will see Christine Thompson is always looking for drivers, which is a great need to drive and to take these meals. And as I said, the transportation is the next thing. We have seniors that are driving that medically should not be driving for one reason or the other. And I believe Don Runs would agree, being down at the Branson Center, and Bill, Darlene, and I at the Forsyth Center, we see people get in their cars and drive away, and it scares the life out of us. So I hope you will put those as your two top priorities. Plus, Mr. Merle knows Richard Meyercord. He has been with the Stone County Senior Service Board since the start of it in 91, I believe, and he has offered his help for anything you need, and there's two or three other gentlemen and a lady who's on other boards that have offered their help if you just want to have them. Oh, there was one program that was brought to my attention through the fire department. They told me about a program that they would probably, I hope they will apply to use for some money in the near future. It is a program where they go into seniors' houses and they replace the regular smoke alarm with a smoke alarm that has a light to it and a loud buzzer. They also give out small fire extinguishers and make sure the seniors know how to use these things. These are the type of things we need around here, I feel. And Stone County has a program. You are all familiar with the Lifelike buttons, okay? You have to pay a startup fee of approximately $200, $225 for that, plus there's a monthly fee. What Stone County has done is they purchased their own outright. Then they keyed them in with their emergency services. And if your doctor says you need one and you qualify, they give you one with the stipulation that when you don't need it, the family returns it. And then they give it to somebody else. And I think that's a good program. And that's why I would really suggest to you that you get in touch with some of the other counties and see what they've been doing for the last up to 20 years for Stone County. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else?
Going over the Christian County meal, their biggest expense. They have a van and they have a bus, and this is for the month of July. The van put on 2,000 miles, and the bus put on a little over 1,000 miles. And I assume that this is picking up people to go to the doctor, you know, that can't do it or have no other means. I'm not sure, but we're probably going to have to do something like that. And that would mean a purchase of a bus and a van.
Do you know how long has Christian County had its tax? Do you know?
Approximately 4 years.
4 years? I was going to say 3.
4 years?
Yeah. Okay. May I also?
Yeah, sir. Jump right in.
What county is Mansfield in?
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, I believe that's the county anyway. They have a contract with Oates. And also Greene County has a contract with Oates. That saves them from having to purchase the vehicles.
I think the way the statute reads, you want to be careful buying any kind of equipment. You're probably better off.
I'm trying to do what, Rick?
The way the statute reads, I believe it would be much easier for you to contract those services because you want services. If you buy a vehicle, you say what you want, but you have capital improvement.
How many buses does Oates run in Taney County?
One.
That's what I thought. So, you know, they would have to be.
But if they knew that you were going to fund them,
yes,
they might be able to have another dollar.
Yeah.
Mansfield, at the present time, that area, don't quote me on this, but it seems to me that they've got 2 vans and 2 buses. I'm sorry, I didn't bring my papers with me. Oates had sent me some information on this.
Don, one of the things that, since I got my appointment late, I did my research late, too, that one of the things I would want to this group not to do is to try to reinvent the wheel of a lot of the services that are already out there. I know we receive calls at City Hall and go, there is no senior transportation here. Well, I called up the Oates people and they said, all they have to do is call us, we go get them. But the lady didn't know how to get a hold of Oates. She didn't know where to go find the number. So I gave her the number. It was taken care of. I'm thinking that maybe we should have a meeting with some of these other service providers to see how we create partnerships with them. And that also would prevent this group from taking on the entire liability of owning the bus, the liability insurance if the bus is in an accident, and all that. But there are a lot of agencies already established that just are not real successful with getting their contact information out there, the services that are offered, the services where they're offered and where they're offered to. So I think we might, a partnership with some of these things might work for this group.
Yes,
Oates has an ad in the paper every Wednesday with their contact, 2 contact people, one from Forsyth area, one from Branson area, and they have a list of where they go. So they're limited with the one vehicle, but it's there. But I agree with you. We have to get this information out to people. And if they make one phone call and they don't get their answer, they'll say, well, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. And that's Mr. Wally and I have talked about we need an assessment of seniors down here. What do you need?
Getting the information to them, because I think you'll probably find a lot of seniors don't take the newspaper.
Right.
And that, you know, some of them, you know, they'll go, I'll just have to use the city as an example. Well, I didn't know that. I'll go, well, it's been in the newspaper, it's been on the radio, it's on the website, you know. Well, I don't take the newspaper, I don't listen to the radio, I don't do computers, you know. Well, it's just short of calling them. And so we have to figure out what their information source is. And that's how we'll have to reach them. Or what they want their information source to be. And that's my next question. How, if I have something I want to ask this group, what number do I call?
Where do I go?
We're going to give them yours.
She's always at Hollister City Hall. Yeah.
Call Hollister City Hall and ask for Bonnie.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that is going to be a thing. Now that everybody knows this group is organized, they're going to want to talk to somebody. And or where are they going to go and who are they going to call? So I think
That's a very valid question. And I know the Development Disabled Board, which I'm on, is formed like in 82 or 83. And it's bad to hear this, but probably in the last 10 or 12 years, I don't know, one of the little buzzwords was one of the best kept secrets in Dane County, but you don't want to be one of the best kept secrets in Dane County if you're trying to offer services to people who need services. And so we need to figure out, I mean, it's kind of tough, you know, if we're not going to have any employees or an office or any of that sort of thing, you know, to how to get the word out and how to let people know that we're here to provide, you know, to provide services, or what agencies we might make grants to or contract with to provide services, you know, to the older crowd.
We have discussed possibly putting together, you know, this is all good, and we need to talk like this. Unfortunately, we're faced with this quick budget we have to put together. You know, a lot of these things are things that we'll work into and we'll develop as we go along. I'm afraid that with getting this done by the 20th, we're not going to have time to get the input from all these groups that we'd like to have this year. You know, but I know Pat and I, the other day, we talked about maybe having a community forum where we could have us meet with everybody basically in the county that's concerned with anything to do with the aging, and we could come together and talk about these things and really get a handle on who does what, you know, how do they do it, is it needs-based, you know, the Meals on Wheels may be needs-based, is that correct?
Anybody that applies for them and meets the criteria gets them, as long as we can deliver them. Right now, we cannot deliver them to Cole County because we don't have the drivers, we don't have the budget.
But you see, you said meet the criteria. Yeah. So, you know, to say that everybody in the county that needs a Meals on Wheels is going to get them, that program is needs-based.
Yes.
You know.
But so, what I would like to suggest to you as a group, to contact Christine Thompson at the Branson Center and Linda Jaggers at the Forsyth Center. They're the ones that do the assessments for the Southwest Missouri Office on Aging for Meals on Wheels. And then they can usually, if you need other assistance, they can tell you where to go.
I'll see Christine after I leave here.
Yeah, and they're very knowledgeable. Linda's been in her job for over 30 years. Christine's been there, four or five times? Yeah. But I'd like to backtrack a minute. If you decide that you would like to meet somewhere else other than this, because Bill and I are on the executive committee at the Forsyth Senior Center, I would like to invite you to meet at our building, which is right down the road in my own camp. And I know I can't give that invitation for Branson because they lease their space. So Christine, she has a whole different thing than we do at our center. Bill and I and Darlene, we own that building up there. So if we want to tell you she's going to meet there, we can.
If we need a room over at the Branson Center, we've got available rooms every day.
Anytime
you want, and we wouldn't have to pay for them.
Yeah.
I think the ideal thing would be eventually to have a small office where somebody could call in, where they would know the call, they would know who to contact, they could get the resource information, that kind of thing. I don't think we're in that position right now, though. You know, so.
But hopefully we will.
Yeah,
because that's what we need.
It may be that the county would consider letting us use a small office space. I don't know if they have anything open, but there's certainly plenty of storefronts around that's vacant. So, yeah.
Once again, why don't you check with the guy over in Richard, over in Stone County, and see how they handle it. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it since 1990, and they have surely come up against these problems somewhere along the line.
Can you call them?
Try to call Richard. The problem I have is
later on this week, I'm going to be leaving for a period of time. My wife is taking me away.
Yeah, and that's precisely the reason that we have to put something down on this budget.
Right.
So how much money are we, do we have a proposed amount that we're going to have to work with?
Well, I was just getting ready to ask Mr. Finley over here. I asked Jillian to give me some, not Jillian, but Mickey to give me some assessed valuation information. I'm not smart enough to figure it out, Rick. Can you tell us what the assessed valuation is for the county?
Our assessed valuation is about $993 million, which if everybody paid their taxes, you'd end up with $450,000.
So $993 million.
So what's a good percent then?
Well, that's a good question. I would say you maybe could easily justify budgeting that you can have $400,000 in revenues. Now, at the same time, as a budget officer, I'd say don't plan to spend all that because you might not get all of it. You understand that. Yeah. But then from there, I would work backwards and say you probably should plan to spend $350,000 next year. Probably would be a good looking budget and then save the other difference in revenue and expense to the contingency or emergency fund of some sort.
That is what Stone County has done.
On that, let's go back to your prior comment, Rick, that if, I think the way probably the Development Disabled Board does it, although we know we're not going to get all our taxes, we, you know, budget based, or, you know, put our levy based on and do our budget based on 100% collection, knowing we're not going to get 100% collection. But you say that would be about $450,000?
That would be a good round figure.
Okay.
You know, I can give you the exact figures if you need me to, Don. I can email those to you.
Okay.
Or you can come by the office. We can work together on the
plan. Okay.
That's a good place to start.
Okay. I think probably what we'd like to do, maybe for our purposes today, my thought would be, you know, and if you don't mind sticking around and help us, I appreciate it.
I kind of
for a little while.
Here's the reason I came in.
Okay. Maybe go ahead and use $450 is anticipated revenues, and then talk about, you know, some broad general categories that we would budget for, because I really think we try to need to get this budget done today if we can, and get that to the county would be my thought, because that's all right with everybody.
Now, this information that Pat gave me before the meeting, it's a Missouri Senior Report, and it says in here that most of these boards work with about a 3% administrative costs, so about 3% of the budget would go towards administrative expenses. I'm just throwing that out as a guideline there.
If we could take a quick break, speaking of this, I need to call my 99-year-old grandpa and tell him his lunch is on the table.
Okay, we'll take a 5-minute recess then. Yes, sir.
The county will have to approve the best way to meet it.